Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Monday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my people riding around and getting it, driving around in the buses, getting the people from home to work or getting the kiddos from home to school. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers, getting the people the good care, medicine, and treatment they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front loading and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, I got so many people, I done forgot who was next on the list. But, you know, shout out to everybody tuning in right now. Oh, my food industry workers out there serving up some good nourishment as well. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed. See, that's why we got to come up with a rotation. It's hard to keep them all in the noggin, you know what I'm saying? But appreciate y'all tuning in. Make sure you download the free Odyssey app as well so you can listen whether you're at home, on the go. It doesn't matter. And you can tune back in because this is an early morning program. So if you need to listen back because you miss a day, you get to sleep in a little bit one day, you can still go back with the Odyssey app and tune in and don't miss a single episode of the Hometown Take, you dig? But we got a lot to get into this morning, a big weekend in sports, and the biggest, one of the biggest events in all of sports, the Masters, happening right here in our backyard, happening here in the state of Georgia at Augusta National. And Scottie Scheffler finishes strong, 68 on his final round, and that propelled him to another Masters win. He got a green jacket back in 2022, and now he has himself another green jacket in 2024. Finished 11 under, and he, I mean, dude has dude is really proven why he is that guy in golf right now, why he is the number one in the world, and he is backing it up right now. He is looking the part, doing his thing, and, I mean, he came on strong. He really got better as the tournament went on, got better as the days went by. So congratulations to Scottie Scheffler winning the 2024 Masters. But I do want to talk about the Atlanta Hawks. Their season, regular season, is now officially complete. They go out with, not really a bang, but they went out yesterday and ended up losing 157-115 to the Indiana Pacers, who, with that win over the Hawks yesterday, avoided the play-in tournament. They are going to be the sixth seed, and they're going to take on the Milwaukee Bucks, who kind of got sniped at the end because the New York Knicks overtook them. So the Knicks, believe it or not, coming on strong at the end, even with no Julius Randle, and they claim the two seed. So it's going to be the Bucks and the Pacers in the first round of the playoffs, and the Hawks, well, they're going to be trying to make it into the postseason. They're going to be playing in the play-in yet again. And we knew this was going to be the matchup for a while. Up until, you know, a few days ago, we weren't sure if the Hawks were going to be able to make it a home game, this play-in game, this 9-10 game. We didn't know if they were going to be able to move up to the 9 seed or if they were going to have to travel to Chicago and say the 10 seed. Well, injuries didn't help. A couple of not-so-great performances, a couple of late collapses and all work against the Hawks, and the Hawks will have to travel to Chicago. That game is set, by the way. It is going to be Wednesday, 9:30 on ESPN. The Hawks will be in Chicago to take on the Bulls, and they will be fighting for their playoff lives. They have to win. If you don't know how the play-in tournament works, the winner of the 9-10 game plays the loser of the 7-8 game, and we'll give you the matchups here in just a minute. But the Hawks will play the Chicago Bulls in the 9-10 game. If they win, they move on to play the loser between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Miami Heat. But if the Hawks lose on Wednesday, then their season is over. And with the Hawks being shorthanded, I'm not sure. I'm really just not sure. Now, as far as the game yesterday, I'll touch on it real quick. The Hawks rested some guys. They rested Clint Capella. So Bruno Fernando got the minutes along with Muhammad Gay, who Muhammad Gay was solid. 19 points, 9 rebounds for Muhammad Gay in 27 minutes. So he actually looked good. And I think that is one of the young prospects the Hawks are actually interested in and could look good. Draft pick from last year. So Muhammad Gay showing some promise. So that was good. But again, it wasn't a rout. So take that with what you will. DeJounte Murray did look good yesterday, 32 points, 13-19 from the field, 4-6 from three. Trae Young still working his way back in, but was solid. 12 points, 12 assists, 32 minutes for Trae, 4-9 from the field as he's still getting his legs back underneath him. Bruno Fernando getting the start, 12 points, only two rebounds for Bruno. DeAndre Hunter only had 6 points. He had a bad shooting night, 0-2 from three, 0-6 from the field. Bogey had 18 points, solid for Bogey, 6-15 from the field, 3-8 from three. And like I said, Muhammad Gay, 19 points off the bench, 6-11 from the field, 2-3 from three as well for Muhammad Gay. So he was showing it all yesterday. And again, like I said, he seems to be one of the more promising prospects for the Hawks. So could be definitely a guy that maybe is more so in the fold moving forward next year, depending on what happens with Clint Capella. Don't know if Bruno Fernando will stick around or not. Hopefully, Onyeka Okongwu is still in the fold, but you never know what's going to happen with him. So, Muhammad Gay could be a guy that we see a lot of in Atlanta next season. We'll see. AJ Griffin, 8 points off the bench as he's starting to get some playing time now, too, with all these injuries. He was 4-14 from the field, 0-5 from 3, though. And V. Krejci played his last game as an Atlanta Hawk, at least for now. I know it sounds weird. However, I guess the best way to put it in layman's terms is that V. Krejci was on a two-way contract. And Dede, correct me if I'm wrong here, But V. Krejci was on a two-way contract. You can only play a certain amount of games, certain amount of minutes on a two-way contract before you have to have a full-time NBA contract. But for the Hawks to give him that full NBA contract, they would have had to cut somebody, which they were not in the position or did not want to cut anybody as of right now. Now, their plan is to give V. Krejci a contract, as far as they're saying and as far as we're getting reports. Lauren Williams put a good story out on the AJC. You can check that out for more details. But again, I'm just giving you kind of the layman's terms here. The plan is for V. Krejci to get a extension and get a full-time NBA contract this offseason. But as far as the play-in game goes and the Hawks postseason goes, he cannot play because he does not have any more games really of eligibility, I guess is the best way to put it, left to play for the Hawks. And he's really only available to play for the Skyhawks at this point. He cannot play for the big league club anymore because he's play with a two-way contract. Again, you can only play a certain amount of games on a two-way contract before you got to get a full-time contract to continue to play games. So that is really the gist of it, right, Day-Day? I mean,
that's pretty spot on right there.
Yeah.
And to your point, the biggest thing was they just didn't want to move anybody. They didn't want
right.
to cut anybody. So understandable.
Yeah, understandable. Look, V. Krejci has done some nice things, but if you're having to cut somebody to just sign him, I don't think it's worth it. Because it's not like you're losing V. Krejci. Again, he's still in the Hawks organization. He just cannot play for the big league club right now anymore because, again, he has played those amount of games and he can't go over that now. And, again, to go over it, he would have to sign a NBA contract, a full-time NBA contract, which the Hawks weren't ready to do right away. Again, the plan is apparently to keep V. Krejci, but as far as it goes through the postseason, he is no longer eligible to play any more games. So they won't have V. Krejci on top of not having Onyeka Okongwu, not having Jalen Johnson, not having Sadiq Bey. So there you go. Hawks lose another body. At least this one, I guess, wasn't because of injury. So woohoo. But look, Trent Forrest will get most of those minutes. Kobe Bufkin and Trent Forrest will split a lot of those minutes. Garrison Matthews will get a lot of those minutes as well. Look, here's what it is. The Hawks just simply don't have enough bodies right now. They just don't have the depth to keep up with a lot of NBA teams right now. I mean, that's just what it is. That's keeping it completely a stack with y'all. That's keeping it completely 100 with y'all. The Hawks just don't have enough bodies to compete right now. The injuries have piled up at the worst possible time, and the starting five can be good because Clint will be back. Clint, again, he was just out because of rest yesterday. So you're going to have a starting lineup of DeJounte Murray, Trae Young, Bogey Bogdanovich, DeAndre Hunter, and Clint Capela. And depending on what they can do, that's about as far as you'll go. If you get a good night from an A.J. Griffin or a Bruno Fernando or Garrison Matthews or a Trent Forrest, then maybe you can make something shake. Maybe you can get out of the play-in tournament. But I think they have a good chance to beat the Bulls. I don't think they're beating the Heat or the 76ers. I just don't. They're one, at this point, deeper than the Hawks just because of the injuries and, again, the situation with V. Krejci. They're just deeper than the Hawks right now. And the Philadelphia 76ers are just straight up better. I mean, that's just what it is. It's no shade. It's just truth. It's just the harsh reality of it. So I'll be cheering on the Hawks on Wednesday. I think they can get past the Bulls. I don't think it matters if you're playing the Heat or the 76ers. You have a better chance against the Heat, I think. I don't think you really have that much of a shot versus the 76ers. But if you play the Heat, who knows? Maybe you can make it happen. But to be completely honest with you, I am not optimistic about the Hawks' chances to make it out of the play-in. I'm fairly optimistic about their chances to win the 9-10 game. But they could also lose that game, too. I wouldn't be surprised if they even lost that game. So we'll see. But I'm not feeling great about the Hawks right now. But I will go ahead and give you the other matchups in the NBA playoffs because, again, especially on the West is going to be so dang fun to watch. I cannot wait for that. By the way, Western Conference play-in tournament starts Tuesday, by the way. But let's start with the East. Boston locked into the one seed, so they will play either a – they could play maybe the 76ers, they could play the Heat, they could play Chicago, they could play the Hawks. They aren't sure who they're going to play yet. The Knicks will play either – the Knicks will play the winner of the 76ers and Miami Heat game. That game will be in Philly. Philly is the 7 seed, so they Miami finished just a game behind Philly for the 7th spot. And really, there was a – so I'll give you this. Orlando, Indiana, and Philadelphia all finished at 47 and 35. Orlando had the tiebreaker over everybody. Then Indiana was next up, and then Philadelphia. But there ended up being a three-way tie for at 5, 6, and 7. All those three teams finished. Orlando, Indiana, and Philadelphia all finished 47 and 35. But the Knicks will play – the winner of the Sixers and Heat game began. That's going to be in Philadelphia. The Bucks, as I told you earlier, are going to play the Pacers, and Cleveland and Orlando are going to match up at that 4-5 matchup. I'll take Cleveland in the Cleveland-Orlando matchup, and I'm obviously going to take Milwaukee. Even though they're going to be missing Dame, it'll make it interesting for the first couple of games, depending on how long Giannis is going to be out. They'll have Dame, and Giannis could miss some time. I don't know how much time exactly he's going to miss, but it does seem like he is going to miss some time in this series. I think that'll make it more interesting, but I still like the Bucks, their experience, having Damian Lillard as well. That's going to be a fun matchup. I wonder how much defense is going to be played as well. So that'll be fun. But I'll take the Bucks in the Bucks and Pacers 3-6 series, and I'll take Cleveland in the Cleveland-Orlando 4-5 matchup. And then, again, we'll see who ends up coming out between Philly and Miami. I'll take Philly to come out and be the 7 seed and match up with the Knicks. And I think, again, Miami ends up beating whoever wins between Chicago and Atlanta either way. So if it does end up being the Knicks and the 76ers, whoo, that'll be tough. I'll probably still take Philly. Man, I know the Knicks are going to be mad either way it goes. I think the Heat, honestly, would be a better matchup for the Knicks. The Knicks have a better chance to make it out of the first round if they match up with Miami. But if they match up with Philly, with Joel Embiid back, Tyrese Maxey back healthy, that's going to be a bad draw for the Knicks.
Be a great series, though. I would say that.
Yes.
It'd probably be one of the most intriguing series of the Eastern Conference, I think.
That would be, because the Knicks play some hard defense. That would be a very intriguing series to Day-Day's point for sure. All right, quickly, before we catch a break here, the West. OKC finishing at the top of the Western Conference, and they ended up in a tie with the Denver Nuggets, the reigning world champs. They both finished at 57-25, but OKC has the tiebreaker. So OKC finished first, Denver finished second, Minnesota ended up finishing third, the Clippers in fourth, Dallas in fifth, Phoenix Suns stay just above the play-in line. They finish sixth. The Pelicans finish seventh. The Lakers finish eighth. The Kings finish ninth. And the Golden State Warriors, I'm all over the place, are in the 10 seed. So the Pelicans and Lakers will play each other in the 7-8 game. The winner of that game will play the Denver Nuggets in the first round. And then, man, that's going to be tough for Sacramento. Both of these teams finished 46 and 36, and one of those teams are going to be completely out of the postseason. That just goes to show how tough the West is. The Rockets finished 500 at 41 and 41, and they're not even in the play-in. That just goes to show you how tough the West was. So I am super excited to see how the Western Conference playoffs shake out. As far as the 3-6 matchup between Minnesota and Phoenix, I don't know. I could see that going either way. 4-5 Clippers in Dallas. They've met up a couple of times in the playoffs. I don't know. I could really see all these different ones going either way. I don't even know who wins. If I don't know who wins between OKC and Golden State. If that ends up being the matchup, I don't know who wins between. Well, I think Denver will beat either the Pelicans or the Lakers. But if they end up match up with the Lakers, that could be interesting. So, man, these NBA playoffs are going to be fun, and right now is the NBA's time. This is when the NBA starts to do numbers, when the playoffs start to happen, because this is when it really gets good. So I'm excited. I'm sure you are excited as well. I'm also excited to talk about the Atlanta Braves when we come back 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, because the Big Bear put the team on his back this weekend. We'll talk about it when we come back right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers riding around and getting it, getting the people from home to work, getting the kiddos from home to school. I appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up some good nourishment early this morning. All my early morning, late night hospital workers out there getting the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. All my early morning, late night front loaded and rear loaded truck drivers, one of the new additions to the list. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. The Atlanta Braves took 2 out of 3 from the Miami Marlins, much thanks to the Big Bear, Marcell Ozuna. He had himself a series and he had himself a game yesterday. Had the go-ahead 3-run home run yesterday that in the ninth inning, by the way, that put the Braves up for good. And overall in the series, he ended up going, I have it right here, 7-for-12. And then he also had, like I said, the home run yesterday. I'm looking for his full thing. 7-for-12, homered twice, had 8 RBIs in the series. 8 of them things. 8 RBIs in the series. And he also, with that home run yesterday, got a little revenge on Tanner Scott, because Tanner Scott was the pitcher that got him out on that double play when Miami got their win on Saturday. So Marcell Ozuna was absolutely huge in the Braves 9-7 win yesterday, and he was huge in the Braves getting the series win overall. So good stuff from the Big Bear. And it, man, it is so good to see him really back on track and being that player that the Braves wanted him to be and knew he could be when they gave him that contract a few seasons ago, if you remember. So, I mean, if Marcell keeps up like this, if he keeps doing stuff like this, the Braves aren't going to have any choice but to pick up that option. As far as give him an extension, he'll have to probably do the same type of thing he's doing this year, next year. And look, we'll see how he finishes the year. Now, hopefully he stays on. He stays hot like this all year, and it's going to be hard for him to stay this hot all year, but hopefully he stays pretty consistent all year. But if he can do this year or next year, he may just mess around and get himself an extension. We'll see. But he definitely right now is playing for the Braves to pick up that option for next year, because the Braves do have a club option next year. So as of right now, I don't see why you wouldn't extend Marcell Ozuna. So he has been doing his thing, his 7th home run of the year. And now he's got 21 RBIs on the season as well. So, man, oh, man, it is good to see the Big Bear hitting the way he is. Charlie Morton, he was, wasn't great. Wasn't, I guess, absolutely terrible. 5 2/3 innings, give up 7 hits, 6 runs, all of them earned, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts, did give up a home run. Dylan Lee did give up the home run that would end up putting the Braves in the hole. But Joe Jimenez, A.J. Minter, and Rossell Iglesias all did great work when they came in the game. So Dylan Lee was the only kind of shaky one out of the bullpen. He only gets through 1/3 of an inning. But Joe Jimenez, A.J. Minter, who got the win, by the way, and Rossell Iglesias, who got the save, all did their jobs. And again, that Braves offense holding it down. But like I've been saying, they're going to have to find a way to get some type of consistency in this pitching rotation, because Max Fried, who looks like he's running back into form, is great. But with Spencer Strider out, and by the way, if you haven't heard, the Braves did confirm on Friday, or it might have been Saturday. Either way, the Braves did confirm that Spencer Strider did have the internal brace surgery in Arlington, Texas. Dr. Keith Meister, who is kind of a specialist when it comes to that internal brace surgery, which that brace surgery is different from Tommy John. The brace surgery is supposed to have a quicker recovery time. So hopefully Spencer Strider, instead of being back maybe late June, early July next season, will hopefully be back around late April, early May, maybe mid-May. We'll see exactly. No real timetable yet. The Braves just announced that he will miss the remainder of this season, which, again, is a bummer. And to that point, like I was saying, we're going to have to get some sort of continuity. We're going to have to get some sort of consistency from this Braves starting rotation. Max Fried is going to have to be good. And he was good in his start against the Marlins. That's when the Braves won 8-1 the first game of the series. So he looked good. He bounced back. That's good. But now we need Chris Sale to be consistent. Charlie Morton, we can't have too many more of these 5 2/3, 6-run outings. We can't have that with Spencer Strider out. We just can't afford to have it anymore. Like I said, Chris Sale is going to have to continue to be good. And he was okay in his last start. He wasn't great, though. But, again, he had been solid his first 2 starts, so I'll give him a pass on that one. But we need Charlie Morton to be good. He hasn't been super dominant in any of his starts. And then Reynaldo Lopez, we'll see how he looks against in his next start. When he start, he'll make a start here against the Astros, I believe. But we're going to need Reynaldo Lopez to continue to be good. And we're going to have to find somebody. Darius Vines is the latest to get the call up. But whether it's Darius Vines, whether it is A.J. Smith-Shawver, whether it's Bryce Elder, whether it's Ian Anderson when he's ready to come back off of his Tommy John surgery, we're going to need somebody to take that spot and really just run with it. We don't want it to be a revolving door. We want somebody to take it and keep it. Be so good that you can't take him out of the rotation. And again, I don't give a flip who it is. I just need somebody, anybody, Ian, AJ, Bryce, one of yous, please. Darius Vines, it can be you for all I care. One of yous, just step up. Just need one of y'all to step up and be good and give us some continuity in this Braves starting rotation. Let it be known that it's going to be every 5 days, going to be Max Fried, Chris Sale, Charlie Morton, Reynaldo Lopez, and then insert name here. But let's just make it one name. But again, we're going to need this pitching staff to come around because, again, this Braves offense is about that life. I know they are. But they're having to win some high-scoring games. 9-7. They lost a couple of games close to the Mets. They lost two one-run games to the Mets. That with better pitching, who knows how they turn out. You lost to the Mets 8-7. You lost to them 6-5. You beat the Diamondbacks 9-8 and 6-5. Like, we're going to need some better consistent pitching. And the bullpen did blow a couple of games too, so it's not all in the starting pitching. The bullpen is going to have to be better, but I think the bullpen will end up turning around. But with the starting rotation taking the lumps that it has so far, going to need them to step up. Point blank, period. But it was good to see the offense step up yesterday, do what we know they can do. Again, Marcelo Zuna, keep on hitting Big Bear. Keep on doing your thing, brother. We also saw Adam Duvall. He got into the mix yesterday as well. He hit a home run. And Ronald Acuña Jr., I'm surprised he didn't get himself a home run in this series against Miami the way he plays and the way he dominates usually against the Fish. But I'm not worried about Ronald Acuña Jr.'s power at all. He had two hits yesterday. He had an RBI yesterday. He went 2-for-4 with an RBI, drew a walk. So, I mean, look, he's hitting fine. The power will come. And it always seems like Ronald Acuña Jr.'s power numbers, it seems like he always goes on a home run streak either mid to kind of late in the year. Like, if you remember last year, it seemed like he wasn't going to get that 40 home run number. But then he just went on an absolute tear of home runs late in the season. And it's like, oh, he's going to get this thing. And obviously he ends up getting 40-70. So I'm not worried about Ronald Acuña Jr.'s power. It always kind of shows up late in the year anyway, which is totally fine. And look, with the way Marcelo Zuna is hitting right now, he's providing some power. Matt Olson obviously still providing some power. Adam Duvall did his thing as well too. Again, hitting the home run yesterday. So I'm not worried about his power. It's still early. Obviously it's still April. Still very young in the season, so I'm not too worried about that. But I am wanting to see some better starting pitching. That is what I do want to see from the Atlanta Braves, and hopefully we get that. The Braves are back in action, by the way, tonight against the Houston Astros. It is going to be the aforementioned Darius Vines. He's going up against Spencer Arrighetti tonight. Arrighetti, 0-1 on the year, got a 21 ERA. He was not good in his last start. Went three innings, gave up 7 runs, all of them earned, gave up 3 walks, struck out 3, and again, only ended up going 3 innings. So hopefully the Braves can rough him up tonight. And Houston hasn't been great thus far. They're just 6-11 on the year. So hopefully the Braves can get the win. Hopefully Darius Vines looks good, and somebody, again, anybody can be that spark the Braves need as far as in the starting rotation goes. So Braves got Braves start a 3-game set in Houston tonight against the Astros. Then they return back home for 3 against the Rangers and 3 against the Marlins and 3 against the Cleveland Guardians. So long homestand coming up for the Braves here soon. But when we come back 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, the Atlanta Falcons, the draft is getting closer and closer. And I saw a NFL draft analyst for NFL.com. He was handing out the top 2 ideal picks for each team. Who are his ideal picks for the Atlanta Falcons? Let's talk about it next. Right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app. So fresh and so clean, clean. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Hometown Take. Feeling so fresh and so clean, clean here on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Hope you all had a great weekend, too. Hosted a longer show, a extended edition of the Hometown Take this Saturday. Was chilling with the people and vibing with you from 6 to 9. So if you missed any of that and you want to interest yourself in it, go listen to it. You can do that on the free Odyssey app as well, which I told you you need to download earlier because, again, you missed stuff like my extended show on Saturday. You can go back and listen to it. No problem. Like Shannon Sharp said, it ain't no problem. It ain't no problem. Just download that free Odyssey app and you can go listen to it. You know what I'm saying? But it was fun doing a longer show on Saturday. Got to chop it up with y'all for a little bit longer than an hour. So it was a good times. But as far as today goes, again, I hope you're doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there giving the people the good treatment, medicine, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning food industry workers serving up some good nourishment early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front loading and rear loading truck drivers out there. And, of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now. So, the Atlanta Falcons, obviously, Thursday marks just one week away from the NFL draft. We are getting closer, and we are going to find out who the Falcons are going to draft with the 8th overall pick before you know it. However, not a mock draft. I won't call it a mock draft because that's not how it was advertised. But NFL draft analyst for NFL.com, his name is Chad Reuter. He put out his ideal top two picks for every team, and he puts the Falcons' top two ideal picks as at number 8 overall. Who else? Alabama edge rusher, Dallas Turner. You know the vibes. Again, the writing on the wall is just saying Dallas Turner. It seems like everybody at this point knows, just like everybody knows, the Bears are going to draft Caleb Williams. It seems like everybody knows the Falcons are going to draft Dallas Turner with the number 8 overall pick. So at this point, I would be surprised if the Falcons go somewhere else. I would be surprised if they don't draft Dallas Turner at this point. Now, look, I won't necessarily be shocked, I guess. So let me backpedal a little bit. Because I won't be surprised, I won't be shocked if they throw a little curveball and they end up drafting a cornerback with the 8th overall pick in Terrion Arnold or Kenyon Mitchell. But to me, I think we're down to 3 players at 8. I think we're down to Dallas Turner. I think we're down to Kenyon Mitchell. And I think we're down to Terrion Arnold. I think those are the 3. I think it's going to be one of those 3 on Thursday, April 25th, around what? The draft starts usually around 8:30, 8 o'clock, something like that. Around 9:08 or something like that when we get to the 8th overall pick, maybe 9:30. We're going to hear one of those 3 names, either Dallas Turner, Terrion Arnold, or Kenyon Mitchell. Probably Dallas Turner. That's my prediction because literally any mock draft you go to, CBS put out a mock draft I think it was Saturday. They had, guess who? Dallas Turner mocked to the Falcons. So Tori McIlhenny said it in her latest mock draft too. Basically every draft analyst, everybody that does a mock draft has Dallas Turner going to the Falcons at 8. We reacted to Mel Kiper's latest mock draft last week. He has Dallas Turner going to the Falcons. It seems like, again, like I said, just like everybody knows Caleb Williams is going to the Bears, everybody seems to know Dallas Turner is going to the Falcons. And shout out to Bo Morgan from The Morning Shift. He sent in a very, very intriguing stat and one that kind of hammers down the point of why Dallas Turner is such a fit for the Falcons. He sent in our Morning Shift group chat, and you'll hear from the Morning Shift coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. But check this out. New Falcons coach Raheem Morris, when he was the defensive coordinator for the Rams, that's where he just came from. He was the DC for the Rams last season. The Rams defense had 355 snaps where at least one edge defender dropped into coverage last year. That was most in the league. Okay? So Raheem Morris, he's going to bring that philosophy over to Atlanta, and he's going to probably have at least one edge defender dropping into coverage because he did that last year. So I expect him to do the same thing this year, right? Okay. Well, with that being said, here are the most coverage snaps among top edge rushers that are in the draft this year. Chop Robinson, 15. Jared Verse, 27. Leiatu Latu, 55. Dallas Turner, 238. Yeah, that's right. Dallas Turner clears everybody as far as most coverage snaps among the top edge rushers in the draft. 238 for Dallas Turner. Next highest again, Leiatu Latu with 55, then Jared Verse with 27, and then Chop Robinson with 15. That is what I call a fit. No way around it. So not only will Dallas Turner most likely, if the draft goes chalk, and what I mean by that, Caleb Williams goes to the Bears, either Drake May or Jaden Daniels goes to the Commanders, and then one goes to the Patriots. So let's say Jaden Daniels goes to the Commanders, Drake May goes to the Patriots, then the Cardinals draft Marvin Harrison, the Chargers, they draft Roma Dunze. Then who's next after them? The Giants draft Malik Nabers, or you know, one of the 2 wide receivers go next to the Chargers, then the Giants, the Tennessee Titans draft Joe Alt, and then the Falcons would draft, in this case, Dallas Turner. The draft goes chalk. I expect the Falcons to draft Dallas Turner because not only will he be a fit, but he probably will end up being the best player available again if the draft ends up going chalk. Now we'll see if the Vikings move trade up and maybe they trade up with the Vikings to get number 5, or excuse me, the Vikings trade up with the Chargers to get number 5. So we'll see. But still, there is a good chance that Dallas Turner is not only the best player available there, which we all know Terry Fontenot, since he has been the general manager of the Atlanta Falcons, has preached and has told us year in and year out, come draft time, that they are going to draft the best player available. Well, it seems like Dallas Turner could indeed be the best player available, and he also seems like he is going to be a position of need, and he's going to be the best fit at that position of need. So, again, that is why all signs come back to Dallas Turner. Now, at 43, before we talk to the Morning Shift here, was interesting. He has Kool-Aid McKinstry as the Falcons' ideal pick for their 43rd overall pick in the second round. And I'll give you his reasoning here. He talks about Turner and McKinstry in this. So, quote, he said, first he says, talking about Dallas Turner, quote, Turner provides speed with a 4.46 40. Atlanta needs to improve its morbid. Dang, y'all just be going in on the Falcons pass. They got better last year. They got to 40 sacks last year. Like, morbid? Seems a little harsh. Mel Kiper called it abysmal. Chad Reuter's calling it morbid. Dang. Anywho, let me get through this. Atlanta needs to improve its morbid pass rush. He's not the biggest edge defender in the class. He's 6'2", 247, but uses his 34 3/8-inch arms to their full advantage with a long arm move and against the run. The Falcons select two Alabama players in the first two rounds, following in the footsteps of the Lions in 2023, the Eagles in 2021, and the Patriots in 2021. In recent years, McKinstry's man cover skills help make up for the departure of Jeff Okuda this offseason. So I'd be cool with Kool-Aid McKinstry. Mel Kiper had Kamari Lassiter, the Georgia boy, going to the Falcons in his latest mock draft. So, again, we'll see. I wouldn't be mad at either one of those guys, but you could see two Alabama players go. You could see an Alabama and a Georgia player go. We will find out. But it will be interesting to see just what the Falcons do. But, again, all signs are pointing to Dallas Turner with the 8th overall picks. And there seems like there's going to be more intrigue with the 43rd overall pick than maybe the 8th overall pick at this point. But that's all right, because I'm cool with Dallas Turner. I think he is going to be the best fit, and I think, again, I really like him as a player, and I think he's going to be finally that franchise edge rusher the Falcons have been looking for a decade plus at this point. All right, when we come back, we will talk to the Morning Shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson outside of the Kia Studios today. They are at the Laurel Springs Golf Club out there in Suwanee, Georgia, and we will check in with them live next and see what they're doing out on these streets early this morning. That's right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So fresh and so clean, clean. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Hometown Take. Feeling so fresh and so clean, clean here on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Hope you all had a great weekend, too. Hosted a longer show, a extended edition of the Hometown Take this Saturday. Was chilling with the people and vibing with you from 6 to 9. So if you missed any of that and you want to interest yourself in it, go listen to it, you can do that on the free Odyssey app as well, which I told you you need to download earlier because, again, you missed stuff like my extended show on Saturday. You can go back and listen to it, no problem. Like Shannon Sharp said, it ain't no problem. It ain't no problem. Just download that free Odyssey app and you can go listen to it. You know what I'm saying? But it was fun doing a longer show on Saturday. Got to chop it up with y'all for a little bit longer than an hour. So it was a good times. But as far as today goes, again, I hope you're doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there giving the people the good treatment, medicine, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning food industry workers serving up some good nourishment early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front-loading and rear-loading truck drivers out there. And, of course, shout-out to all my people listening in the bed right now. So, the Atlanta Falcons, obviously, Thursday marks one week away from the NFL draft. We are getting closer, and we are going to find out who the Falcons are going to draft with the 8th overall pick before you know it. However, not a mock draft. I won't call it a mock draft because that's not how it was advertised. But NFL draft analyst for NFL.com. His name is Chad Reuter. He put out his ideal top two picks for every team. And he puts the Falcons' top two ideal picks as at number 8 overall. Who else? Alabama edge rusher Dallas Turner. You know the vibes. Again, the writing on the wall is just saying Dallas Turner. It seems like everybody at this point knows, just like everybody knows the Bears are going to draft Caleb Williams, it seems like everybody knows the Falcons are going to draft Dallas Turner with the number 8 overall pick. So at this point, I would be surprised if the Falcons go somewhere else. I would be surprised if they don't draft Dallas Turner at this point. Now, look, I won't necessarily be shocked, I guess. So let me backpedal a little bit because I won't be surprised. I won't be shocked if they throw a little curveball and they end up drafting a cornerback with the 8th overall pick in Terrion Arnold or Kenyon Mitchell. But to me, I think we're down to 3 players at 8. I think we're down to Dallas Turner. I think we're down to Kenyon Mitchell. And I think we're down to Terrion Arnold. I think those are the 3. I think it's going to be one of those 3. On Thursday, April 25th, around what? The draft starts usually around 8:30, 8 o'clock, something like that. Around 9:08 or something like that, when we get to the 8th overall pick, maybe 9:30, we're going to hear one of those 3 names, either Dallas Turner, Terrion Arnold, or Kenyon Mitchell. Probably Dallas Turner. That's my prediction because literally any mock draft you go to, CBS put out a mock draft I think it was Saturday. They had, guess who? Dallas Turner mocked to the Falcons. So Tory McIlhenny said it in her latest mock draft too. Basically, every draft analyst, everybody that does a mock draft has Dallas Turner going to the Falcons at 8. We reacted to Mel Kiper's latest mock draft last week. He has Dallas Turner going to the Falcons. It seems like, again, like I said, just like everybody knows Caleb Williams is going to the Bears, everybody seems to know Dallas Turner is going to the Falcons. And shout out to Bo Morgan from The Morning Shift. He sent in a very, very intriguing stat, and one that kind of hammers down the point of why Dallas Turner is such a fit for the Falcons. He sent in our Morning Shift group chat, and you'll hear from The Morning Shift coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. But check this out. New Falcons coach Raheem Morris when he was the defensive coordinator for the Rams. That's where he just came from. He was the DC for the Rams last season. The Rams defense had 355 snaps where at least one edge defender dropped into coverage last year. That was most in the league. Okay? So, Raheem Morris, he's going to bring that philosophy over to Atlanta, and he's going to probably have at least one edge defender dropping into coverage. Because he did that last year. So I expect him to do the same thing this year, right? Okay. Well, with that being said, here are the most coverage snaps among top edge rushers that are in the draft this year. Chop Robinson, 15. Jared Verse, 27. Leiatu Latu, 55. Dallas Turner, 238. Yeah, that's right. Dallas Turner clears everybody as far as most coverage snaps among the top edge rushers in the draft. 238 for Dallas Turner. Next highest again, Leiatu Latu with 55, then Jared Verse with 27, and then Chop Robinson with 15. That is what I call a fit. No way around it. So not only will Dallas Turner most likely, if the draft goes Chuck, and what I mean by that, Caleb Williams goes to the Bears, either Drake May or Jaden Daniels goes to the Commanders, and then one goes to the Patriots. So let's say Jaden Daniels goes to the Commanders, Drake May goes to the Patriots, then the Cardinals draft Marvin Harrison, the Chargers, they draft Roma Dunze. Then who's next after them? The Giants. The Giants draft Malik Nabers, or, you know, one of the two wide receivers go next to the Chargers, then the Giants. The Tennessee Titans draft Joe Alt, and then the Falcons would draft, in this case, Dallas Turner. The draft goes Chuck. I expect the Falcons to draft Dallas Turner because not only will he be a fit, but he probably will end up being the best player available, again, if the draft ends up going Chuck. Now, we'll see if the Vikings move trade up, and maybe they trade up with the Vikings to get number five, or excuse me, the Vikings trade up with the Chargers to get number five. So we'll see, but still, there is a good chance that Dallas Turner is not only the best player available there, which we all know Terry Fontenot, since he has been the general manager of the Atlanta Falcons, has preached and has told us year in and year out, come draft time, that they are going to draft the best player available. Well, it seems like Dallas Turner could indeed be the best player available, and he also seems like he is going to be a position of need, and he's going to be the best fit at that position of need. So, again, that is why all signs come back to Dallas Turner. Now, at 43, before we talk to the morning shift here, was interesting. He has Kool-Aid McKinstry as the Falcons' ideal pick for their 43rd overall pick in the second round. And I'll give you his reasoning here. He talks about Turner and McKinstry in this. So, quote, he said, first he says, talking about Dallas Turner, quote, Turner provides speed with a 4.46 40. Atlanta needs to improve its morbid. Dang, y'all just be going in on the Falcons pass. They got better last year. They got to 46 last year. Like, morbid? Seems a little harsh. Mel Kiper called it abysmal. Chad Reuter's calling it morbid. Dang. Anywho, let me get through this. Atlanta needs to improve its morbid pass rush. He's not the biggest edge defender in the class, a 6'2", 247, but uses his 34 3/8-inch arms to their full advantage with a long arm move and against the run. The Falcons select two Alabama players in the first two rounds, following in the footsteps of the Lions in 2023, the Eagles in 2021, and the Patriots in 2021. In recent years, McKinstry's man cover skills help make up for the departure of Jeff Okuda this offseason. So I'd be cool with Kool-Aid McKinstry. Mel Kiper had Kamari Lassiter, the Georgia boy, going to the Falcons in his latest mock draft. So, again, we'll see. I wouldn't be mad at either one of those guys, but you could see two Alabama players go. You could see an Alabama and a Georgia player go. We will find out. But it will be interesting to see just what the Falcons do. But again, all signs are pointing to Dallas Turner with the 8th overall picks. And there seems like there's going to be more intrigue with the 43rd overall pick than maybe the 8th overall pick at this point. But that's all right, because I'm cool with Dallas Turner. I think he is going to be the best fit. And I think, again, I really like him as a player. And I think he's going to be finally that franchise edge rusher the Falcons have been looking for a decade plus. at this point. All right. When we come back, we will talk to The Morning Shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson outside of the Kia Studios today. They are at the Laurel Springs Golf Club out there in Sewanee, Georgia. And we will check in with them live next and see what they're doing out on these streets early this morning. That's right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.